this. Alliant Roofing says that it's time to think about a new roof. Get repairs done or ask about a roof tune-up. Once water seeps into the roof, you have a great chance of costly repairs and mold leading to health issues. Mason Fleming at Alliant Roofing has over 30 years of experience specializing in commercial and residential type roof systems. Call for a free estimate at 237-4700 or 721-7663. Alliant Roofing, Florida State Certified Roofing License CCC 132-8560. Florida State Certified Builder's License CBC 125-7928.
Talk 100.3 FM traffic and weather.
On I-10 East at Hammond Boulevard, look out for a crash. I-10 East at Stockton, there's another accident. 295 South at Monument, a broken down car. And Butler Boulevard East at Kernan, another car is having engine trouble. Partly cloudy today with a high of 92. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 77.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here, right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, I am so grateful that you stumbled upon the show because I've been waiting for you. And for those of you who have been just loving the show for years, I am so glad that you are back. But for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, I just want you to know that it is my purpose to create a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening as well as my viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, this is a very special show. I feel like I'm maybe interviewing my granddaughter or someone very dear, a niece, or someone that is very dear and very endearing to you. As you learn her story, you may want to use her story and get her book, the book that we're giving a couple of books away. And so I am really excited to share how it affected me in learning about her story. You know, it is our goal to empower our children to feel unique and special. But sometimes as they get older, their peers, their teachers, and sometimes circumstances can make them feel like they are not enough. Now, let's step in with Chloe Howard. She was born with a club foot, which most people think, okay, that's not a big deal. You know, she's healthy, she's beautiful, but there are other issues that she had to also deal with. But when she was in her freshman year of high school, she was assaulted by a group of her peers. And that set off that little monster that we have in the closet that will change the direction, our perception of ourself, and could possibly change your life, but not Chloe. Mm-mm, nope. She is really changing not only her life, but she is also impacting those who have experienced similar, maybe different, but similar feelings in their life growth. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am so grateful that 19-year-old Chloe Howard is here to do just that. Welcome, Chloe, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Are you 19 yet? Or because I know that this all happened when you were much younger.
Yeah, I'm 18 now.
You're 18.
I'll be 19 in April.
Okay, so 18-year-old, even better. And so for those of you who say, oh, what am I going to learn from an 18-year-old? I wish that at 50 or 60 or 70, some of us had the wisdom of this wonderful 18-year-old. So share a little bit about yourself, Chloe, and what led you to write Stand Beautiful.
Yeah, so I was born 18 years ago with a severely deformed foot, a club foot. Now, most people, club foot isn't all that uncommon. About 1 in every 1,000 kids are born with club feet, but mine was incredibly severe. When I was born, my left foot was upside down and backwards, and I also only had 3 toenails. So growing up, I knew I was different. I was aware, but I felt like I was a superpower, that there was something secret and unique about me that no one else had, and I was proud of my difference. I loved myself. But then, like you said, at age 14, a freshman in high school, I was assaulted because of my deformity. I was restrained, and without my consent, my deformed foot was exposed to a group of my peers. And then in that moment of standing in the lunch quad and watching my special foot be held out in someone else's hands, I saw the naked toenails and the scars and the permanent discoloration, and I was not proud. And for the first time in my life, I felt ashamed of this foot. And several months later, after a chance meeting with one of my heroes, Bono, the lead singer of the band U2, I was inspired to start telling my story. And when he did that, when he spoke to me words of truth, he really helped me crawl out of the hole of depression that I had been hiding in. And a year later, I gave a TED Talk at age 16. And since then, I've traveled around the world spreading my Stand Beautiful message of self-acceptance, love, and anti-bullying, which you can read more about on my website, standbeautiful.me. And now I have 2 books.
Now you have 2 books. Now who has the last laugh, right? This is just so amazing. And for those of us who have ever experienced that kind of ridicule, it may not have been, you know, one would say, oh yeah, it was just your foot. No, it isn't. Mm-hmm. It is the feeling that is attached to that experience. Mm-hmm. It isn't just a body part. It's shame. Everybody knows what shame feels like, right, Chloe?
Yeah.
Everybody.
Exactly.
Now we have different levels of shame, and what we do with that shame is what's crucial. They say time heals all, but it doesn't. Not if you're not willing to work it. And so we're going to dive into this, and we're going to do the 7th caller or texter. We have 2 books. We have Stand Beautiful for Children, which I read it from cover to cover, and then the other one is Stand Beautiful, which is her story and her asking you to stand with her. 407-373-5959. We're going to do multiple callers, multiple texters. So get started. 407-373-5959. And we're going to continue our conversation with Chloe Howard when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org. to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. And today's teacher is Chloe Howard. She's 18 years old. And for those of you who say, well, what am I going to learn from an 18-year-old? A lot. When I went through my program as a life coach, there were 13-year-olds in my program. And there was an 80-year-old. So you can learn from everyone. That's why I say go through life with that childlike wonder. Today, we are giving two books away. So I never said what caller was going to get what. So if you want the first seventh caller to ask for the adult book, so we'll put the A for adult. That way it's easy to text or call. We'll get the adult version of Stand Beautiful. What do you think the level you would say that, would you have, think of a 15-year-old? How did you write this? What was your audience that you had in mind?
It's written very much like I talk, so it's a very nice read. it's not too long. I think it's pretty approachable. It's funny. It's kind of sad. I'd say fourth grade and up, maybe.
Okay, so, here we go. So yeah. Stand Beautiful. It's really great story. But if you have children that you would like to read to, put in a C. So the seventh caller or texter that want a C, the C book, which is the Stand Beautiful, and it is a beautifully illustrated book, and it has the story of how unique we are, how our special differences, you know, normal is overrated. And so we need to really stand beautiful together. We all have things that we're standing beautiful with. Mm-hmm. So Chloe, thank you so much for this. And the seventh caller for an A, or seventh caller for a C, which is a children's book, 407-373-5959. So while we're off the air, we talked about, you know, this, you know, what we all know what shame means. We all know what, but each one of us has a different level. And I had asked you, what snapped in you that at that moment you were able to look at your foot and see a grotesque foot when your whole life you saw it as a superhero foot?
I truly believe that it's about consent. I have always loved telling my story. I love talking about my foot. I love showing off my cool little naked toes. But when my story isn't told by me, it feels wrong and it feels bad. It doesn't feel good inside. And so on November 20th, 2014, when someone else tried to tell my story and without my consent showed that special part of me to other people, I saw it for the ugly thing that I in that moment saw it as. I saw it as something worthy of being ashamed of, and it made me feel used in a way I had never felt before. Mm-hmm. And we all have a story to tell, and I am sure that everyone can relate to when someone tries to speak your truth, it doesn't feel right.
Or when somebody takes your truth and makes it their own. Mm-hmm. Like they take your story, or they take your idea, or they take your whatever and make it your own. Is there anything you'd like to add about that?
In my TED talk, I say, you know, that my foot, some people just look at me and say, Chloe, it's just a foot. I don't know what the big deal is. But in my TED talk, I say, you know, it's my foot and my body. And no one has the right to touch anyone without their consent ever. And mm-hmm. so when people say, you know, maybe your truth doesn't matter, maybe your truth isn't relevant, your truth is always relevant because we all have a story to tell.
And it's the placement. You know, you were assaulted. These girls held you down. Can you share a little bit about the assault that made it even worse?
Yeah, I was called over to another person's lunch table in the quad, and they told me to take off my shoe multiple times, and I said no. And so one of the perpetrators came behind me and wrapped her arms around me, holding my arms to my side, and lifted me up so the second perpetrator could lift up my leg and rip off my shoe and sock and hold my foot out.
Mm-hmm. And then they took everything out, and then you were exposed at that moment. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that you were ashamed of your foot, but you felt, you know, and here's the thing, and this is what I like in your book you're talking about, and I want to address this maybe again later on. You're talking about bullies and how bullies are also hurt people mm-hmm. too, or hurt children too.
Yeah.
So at that moment that you're being bullied, were you aware of that? Had you had any interactions with them? Was this a one-time thing? At what point did you feel that you were being bullied?
I knew both perpetrators, and one was kind of known for being like not the nicest person, kind of messing with other people, but they were in the popular crowd, and I so desired a couple months into school to be in their crowd. I wanted to be friends with them. I had no other friends at this school. And so when they called me over, I was like, yes, I've made it. This is when it's happening. And you can read more about that in my book. But then when it happened, it was so confusing and it was so hard. And I had never experienced anything like that. And looking back, you know, growing up, my mom had always said that hurt people hurt people. And when the case went to court and then trial and the perpetrators were eventually charged, I kind of got to see some of that. Mm-hmm. Just kind of getting to see an end to their family life and kind of what was happening. And I don't know if I will ever understand their true motives to what happened. But I do believe that truth, that hurt people. In my TED Talk, I asked the question, can someone truly accept the differences in another without first accepting the differences in themselves? So I look at what happened and my heart breaks for these perpetrators because while our young age at the time of my assault doesn't diminish anything, the severity of what happened, I do believe that if these two girls that did this to me would have recognized the consequences that could have come from the assault, they wouldn't have done it. I choose to believe that people are inherently good. And so I look at them now and see so much insecurity. And it breaks my heart because when we can all stand beautiful, then we'll be able to love each other and ourselves.
Okay. So I think that's beautiful, and wisdom that has come to you that's above and beyond your age. Most kids your age are trying to figure out, you know, what fast food restaurant to go to and what jeans to buy. And here you are dealing with such emotional issues like self-acceptance. Some people go through life without accepting themselves. And you have instantly in this moment. Now, everybody in this incident, and I want to, during this time, I just really want to hone in on this incident because every single one of you was learning experiences. So something that was devastating to you at that moment, look at how it's become your crowning moment. Mm-hmm. It's given you purpose. It's given you passion. So what can you look at your 19-year-old or 18-year-old self? Because I keep thinking you're much older than you are. How could this be? And so, so as your 18-year-old self, looking back at that moment, looking at that 14-year-old girl being violated, what do you get as your gifts and lessons?
I think that's the money question right there. Because of my faith, I choose to believe that everything happens for a reason. That my assault and my foot and everything that went along with that was not a mistake. And I think that whether you have faith or not, that that's a great place to start. Believing that we as people are not a mistake. That sure, sometimes really hard things happen in our life, but it's not about the event. It's about choosing to be resilient. It's about remembering that only you have the power to determine what your labels are. for so long after my assault, I felt like I was the victim. Every time I would show up to court and then trial, they would say, okay, the victim is present. Victim, do you have anything to say? Victim, what do you think of this? And this identity of victim started affecting all areas of my life. But it wasn't until I found myself in my bedroom, sitting at my desk, taking a Sharpie and writing the word beautiful over one of the biggest scars on my foot, that I truly recognized that my true label is beautiful, that I didn't have to be the victim because my society deemed imperfections are beautiful. And so when you recognize that your true identity doesn't have to be those ugly labels that society throws at you, that you can rise up, be resilient, and let yourself be beautiful just the way you are, that's when the true growth is going to happen and you will be able to live your life in the way you were meant to live it.
And we could end the show right now and be very happy. This is very, very empowering to people. And I hope that as you're sharing your story, whether it's a foot, a molestation, a rape, or something you did to somebody else, you know, because here's that other side of the story. There's the girl who called you over, the popular one, who called you over to make herself look better. And look at how that action changed her life. Where is she today? Where is she? Did she see that she did wrong? Would you like to share anything about the perpetrator?
Both perpetrators, the one who ripped off my shoe and sock and then the one that restrained me, after 2 years in court and then trial, they were both sentenced with battery, which is an unlawful touching. So they had to do the little consequences that go along with that. They're both going off to college. And if I saw them today, I would only want the best for them. I know that the lessons that we learned as 14 and 15-year-olds were really hard lessons to learn, and we all had to grow up really fast. And while that doesn't make what they did okay, I do believe, again, that hurt people, and I don't know what their full stories are, but I know that there must have been some brokenness happening, because part of the Stand Beautiful message is that we're all broken. We're all going through stuff, whether you can see it like my foot or whether it's pushed deep down inside of us.
You're absolutely right. You don't have to have a scar or blood or wounds on the outside to be hurt on the inside. And so, unfortunately, I love what you're saying, hurt people hurt people, what your mom taught you. You know, look at all the lessons that you've learned in such a short period of time. I know that we're all, you know, that is the part of life, is to learn all these lessons. And yeah, one could say, wow, that was an early lesson to learn, and wow, you learned it pretty quickly. But you've got much to do, girlfriend. You've got much to do. So you had to start really early.
I guess so.
You know, because again, time, they say time heals all wounds, but I'm saying to you, it does not. I mean, you could still feel like a victim. You could still feel like you were violated. And well, most people say, yes, that's very perfectly normal. But you took this and you turned it into, and this is what we talk about on the show, is responsibility. And responsibility is not about blame, shame, fault, or duty. It's about empowerment and freedom. So you took ownership. You say, hey, I created this by going towards them. I wanted to be popular too. And so not that you deserved any of it, but the gifts and lessons that come from it, and this is on my responsibility page on my website at whenyouneedafriend.com. And the second question is the gifts and lessons. The third question is what's going to be different? Oh my God, look at you, the way that you are operating your life. I'm sure that you have much more exceptional friends at this point. And the last stage of taking responsibility is giving back. Man, you are doing this. If I were to look under the word responsibility right now, Chloe Howard's picture would be there. And I want to encourage you to call 407-373-5959 for both books, for the children or for the adults or young adults. And we're going to continue our conversation. That's 407-373-5959. And we're going to continue our conversation with Chloe Howard when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As hot, dry conditions persist, wildfires continue to burn from north to south across California. The Holy Fire south of Los Angeles has forced tens of thousands from their homes. The blaze has burned 10,000 acres so far. A state of emergency in effect for Orange and Riverside counties. A mother and daughter from El Salvador in the U.S. illegally and put on a plane back home have been ordered returned to the U.S. They're plaintiffs in a lawsuit. A federal judge says they weren't supposed to leave until the case ran its course. The prosecution expected to rest its case today in the tax and bank fraud trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. On Wall Street this morning, stocks headed for a lower open. The Dow futures down 115 points. S&P futures off 13. NASDAQ futures down 43. More details at srnnews.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
On I-10 East at Hammond Boulevard, look out for a crash. I-10 East at Stockton, there's another accident. 295 South at Monument, a broken down car. And Butler Boulevard East at Kernan, another car is having engine trouble. Partly cloudy today with the high of 92. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 77.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you want to know the most important thing about a diamond's beauty, the answer would be the way it's cut. There's a trade-off between a diamond cut for maximum beauty and one cut for maximum weight, and it's seen in the price. You see, diamond cutters buy rough diamonds based on weight, so all the diamond weight that's cut away can affect their profit. But because there are known cutting parameters for the ideal or most beautiful diamond, deviations from these will yield a heavier and less beautiful diamond. Unfortunately, customers can't detect cutting imperfections without expert help. And in fact, diamonds of the same weight, color, and clarity can vary in value by as much as 50% or more just because of the way it's cut. At Underwoods, we look at how a diamond is cut first, and we have the computerized gemological equipment to determine the quality of the cut and the light performance of the diamond to see if the diamond should carry the Underwood name. So if quality counts with you, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
It's been proven time and time again. The best way to keep your family healthy is to eat all natural foods. Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island is your best choice for additive-free meats, fruits, and vegetables. And best of all, their prices are competitive with the big box stores. Grassroots in Fleming Island also sells the top brands of vitamins and supplements. Grassroots Natural Foods in Fleming Island. Fresh food, fast checkout, and friendly people. Located by the theater at 1915 East-West Parkway. Online at grassrootsnaturalfoods.com.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Okay, welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I am your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is our goal that we learn from each other. Go through life with childlike wonder. Remember, the person in front of you knows something you don't know. So be curious and discover what it is. So today we're talking to Chloe Howard, and she has written a book called Stand Beautiful. Stand Beautiful is a story of brokenness, beauty, and embracing it all. The good, the bad, and the ugly. So we're giving two books away. So we have Stand Beautiful for young adults and adults, because anybody can read this book. And then also the one book that I've read cover to cover. It's The Stand Beautiful for Children. This is beautifully illustrated, has so many beautiful pictures, and it has such a powerful story. So I want to encourage you to be the seventh caller or texter. So this is the deal. If you want the young adult book, just put the A on there. And if you want the children's book, put the C word on there. Or just put the C letter on there. That's 407-373-5959, seventh caller or texter. That's 407-373-5959. Please remember, I do not answer the phone while I'm doing the show. But make sure you let me know if you want the children's book or the young adult book. And so today, this is what the story just resonated with me, because we go through life with this V on our forehead, and it doesn't have to be an assault. It could be someone looked at you wrong, or maybe you feel you don't have enough. Maybe you feel like you're not enough, and you think that the only way you're going to get what you get is by complaining. So there's different ways that we can become a victim in our own life. And so this story is about going from victim to responsible. And responsibility is what we talk about on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. I want to encourage you to help me spread the word about the show. Go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Become a subscriber. When you subscribe, you get my ebook, which is the 90-Day Challenge to Self-Love ebook, which Chloe and I are speaking the same language in a different way. So go to whenyouneedafriend.com. And while you're there, please subscribe and click on to my social media. Like me there. And then click on to my Facebook, not my YouTube, where you get the on and off the air conversation. So during this break, we talked with Chloe about so many things that are in the book, especially, I'll give you some hint that you want to go and listen to this, but her parents were encouraged to have an abortion. And that was like 4 months before she was born. And look at what the world would have missed out on if they would have listened to the doctors and as a suggestion what to do, because they thought she had other issues. But because of people of faith, they've created this beautiful child that is now a beautiful woman who is going to do greater things to help maybe our unborn grandchildren, our unborn children, to be a role model, to teach them how to stand beautiful. So I want to encourage you to go to the YouTube video so you can watch the on and off the air conversation as well. Now, while you're at whenyouneedafriend.com, I want to encourage you to go to my sponsors page. Without my sponsors, we would not have a show. And so I want to encourage you to visit them, check them out to see how you can support them the way that they are supporting the show. So let's grow together by liking the social media, checking out my podcast, and I'm on so many podcasts. So there's no excuse. We can stay connected. And finally, 407-373-5959 will get you the copies of Chloe's book, Chloe Howard. Chloe, this is amazing. For you to be 18 years old, have two books. Now, did you like to write? Is this something that was a passion of yours?
I did grow up loving to write. Writing these books, especially the teen book the YA memoir, was so fun. Because one, I didn't have to make anything up. And two, it was really good in getting closure when we're able to put the things in our life in perspective and look at it kind of as a whole. We're able to see how the hard things in our life were turned into good things. And it's so good and healthy and fun to recognize that.
Yeah, I know that in the book you talk about your favorite quotes. I think it's Jeremiah 1:5, and the other one is Acts 26:16.
Yeah.
But I want to say which one's my favorite kind of talks about what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So Romans 8 is one of my favorites, which says, all things work for the good of all who love them. And so with that in mind, I know that this incident that happened, this violation, this assault will not only benefit you, but it'll benefit so many different people. Mm-hmm. even if at the moment it didn't seem like it was beneficial, if you hold on. So with you, you went through a depression.
Yeah.
And that was pretty hard for everyone in your family.
Yeah.
So let's talk about you meeting Bono and,
okay.
and you too. So let's talk about that and how that was a nice little shift for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was assaulted in November, and the rest of that semester and then the following semester were so very hard. I did become depressed. I dealt with some minor suicidal thoughts. I was in therapy. I went every Tuesday and Thursday night. I was really struggling with my identity because it was so hard being called a miracle and being taught that my foot was beautiful. And then in a moment, recognizing my foot for the first time as something other than that was so hard. But then my dad happened to win a contest through an organization called Omaze, which was hilarious because we're a family that doesn't ever win anything. And so it's incredible that that happened. He won a contest where he got to meet Bono backstage before a U2 concert and get a guitar, which is really cool. And he chose to bring me as well because he and I would always listen to U2 growing up, like driving to school. And so we love U2. And so we were flown out to Denver that June. And I had worked up the courage to tell Bono my story about my club foot and my assault and how one of his songs called Invisible really helped me not feel invisible during this hard time in my life. Mm-hmm. And after I told him, he looked at me and he said, "Chloe, what happened to you is an injustice." He said, "People often ask me, Bono, do you ever get nervous before you go and speak before world leaders?" And I, Bono, always tell them no, because I know what I have to say is right and true and good. And he said, "Chloe, when your words are right and true and good, your voice is like a punch. And that punch has the power to support those who cannot speak for themselves." And these words changed my life, really challenged me and inspired me to start speaking out about injustice, to tell my story, which ultimately inspired me to, a year later at age 16, give a TED Talk. So meeting Bono was incredible.
And at age 18, have two books.
Oh, well, you know.
Be an accomplished author, which is wonderful. You know, amazing. And he is right. Words have the power to heal.
Mm-hmm.
But words also can be very wounding, and they can be worse than getting a beating.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, would you like to add anything to that? These words at that moment, like first we talked about the assault. At that moment, you went from thinking your foot was a superhero foot to a naked, ugly, discolored, blah, you know, feeling assaulted, victim. Mm-hmm. And that was a shift right there. But then the light bulb turned back on. At that moment, what happened? What
was it? It was really a call to action. I believe that we all need leaders in our life to set an example of what it means to speak out, to tell our story. Because like I said earlier, we all have a story to tell. We're all living this fantastic story. It's just a matter of recognizing our lives as fantastic or not. I've thought a lot about childlike wonder. You've been saying those words a couple of times. And I love the idea that we as people should be seeing ourselves in a childlike wonder. I remember at a young age watching, it might be kind of weird, but watching my feet for hours, looking at my little naked toes and how my left foot still curved slightly after all the surgeries, and running my little fingers over my scars and just being fascinated by the beauty of my body. And I do believe that when we are able to see ourselves, even as we grow up, in that same light, magical things will happen. And so when Bono spoke that truth over me, I recognized the power that lies within us to choose to see our stories as powerful, to choose to see ourselves as resilient, to recognize that childlike wonder and want to spread that with passion.
Beautiful. We are always in choice. We are always in choice. We can choose for something to be for our good, or we can choose for something to victimize us. Mm-hmm. Either way, I mean, we have to go through the emotion, Chloe, because, you know, that sadness, we just let that sadness permeate, but not stay in us, mm-hmm. because it's not the snake bite that kills us. It's the venom that runs through our blood. Mm-hmm. So it's so important to allow it to sit with you and then leave your body just like that. I'm so grateful for this. Okay, so we have two books from Chloe Howard, Stand Beautiful. We have one with the A, which is for the adults, young adults, and the C for the children. Seventh caller or texter, 407-373-5959. Let me know which one you want by an A or a C. Seventh caller or texter. When we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com, call 407-373-5959 and we'll be right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady, who listens to radio, no matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
150 million. Becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
Hi, everybody. My name is Kelly Gallagher. I'm a 5-time cancer survivor powered by my 6th pacemaker and a new heart valve. How did I get well? I have the most amazing, incredible, integrative, alternative, complementary, adjunct, and functional medicine doctors that you could ever imagine. And they're all at GetYourLifeBackNow.live. 2 days. 16 doctors, news you can use. They have all the solutions of how you can take power and charge of your own personal health care.
And if you'd like to purchase this product, please go to getyourlifebacknow.live.
Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where I am learning leaps and bounds from Little Miss Chloe Howard. And she is the author of the book called Stand Beautiful. And it's a story of brokenness, beauty, and embracing it all. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly of our life. If you don't embrace the bad and the ugly, how are you going to celebrate the good? Because the good is only good when you know it's good. And if you don't know how bad things could be, if you can't be grateful for the good that you have in life, then you'll never be happy. So I am just excited that Chloe in her youth has been able to learn so many lessons. So the seventh caller and texter, we're giving away two books. One of them is for children and the other one is for young adults. Above fifth, sixth grade, I don't know. Keep going because you can be my age and still get something out of the book. And so be the seventh caller or texter for the young adult book. That would be put an A on there. That way I can keep tabs of who wants what. And then for the children's book, and it's so beautifully illustrated by Chloe and Deborah Melman, who has done a really beautiful job with this book. And there's so many different cute, you can just sit here for hours with little kids, or even you can read it cover to cover as a grandma to your grandchildren, which is what I'm going to do. 407-373-5959. Put a C on the one for children and an A for the young adult book. And so Chloe, now I know that this isn't just about selling books and it is not just about, you know, building your confidence as an author. Although all of that, I hope will happen. You do have a movement and the website is standbeautiful.me. Standbeautiful.me. And for those of you who want a little bit more of that united intention of building what you had, or if you feel like a victim and you want to feel more empowered, this is a great place to go other than listening to whenyouneedafriend.com. Oh, by the way, the book, you can find the book at whenyouneedafriend.com. We make it easy for you. You can just click on it on my blog and you can click on it and just buy the book if you want to buy the book there too, or the books. And so Chloe, let's talk about what is the movement that you want to make people aware of and what is the requirement to Standing Beautiful?
Yeah, so Stand Beautiful is what my international movement is called, and it's about self-acceptance and anti-bullying. And really at the heart of it, the question is, how can we truly love the differences in another without first loving and accepting the differences in ourselves?
Sure.
What is so key about the Stand Beautiful message is recognizing that we're all broken. We are broken people living in a broken world. But when we recognize that there is always beauty to be found in brokenness, then life will be good and we'll be able to unite and work together and see that beauty for what it is. I am so passionate about Stand Beautiful because it's about a choice, about recognizing ourselves as the perfectly imperfect people that we all are. And whether we can see the brokenness or not, whether it's physical or mental or emotional or wherever that brokenness is hiding, it exists. And so it's all about acknowledging it and recognizing that our label doesn't have to be broken. It doesn't have to be victim. It doesn't have to be bully. That we are resilient. We are powerful and strong people, and we can choose to let our label be beautiful. So you can learn more about my movement on my website, standbeautiful.me. You can follow me on Instagram or Facebook at IStandBeautiful, and you can use hashtag IStandBeautiful to share your own story, how you are standing beautiful in your own life.
Very good. Okay, so there are three requirements to being, and I want to go over those again. So the three requirements is to understand their own beauty, their beauty and worth. Okay, let's go through those again. I want people to understand that this is the part of the Stand Beautiful that they're agreeing to. To understand, embrace your undeniable worth and beauty. Number two, to redefine normal. Redefine normal. And number three, which is reflecting the beauty in others.
Yeah.
You spot it, you got it. Anyone who comes to me with gossip, I look at them and I go, oh, they're talking to me about them. If I find myself being upset about somebody, I stop myself and go, ooh, what is it about them that reminds me of me? So we're all connected, like the song that the invisible song from YouTube is that there is no them, only us. There's no them, only us. So with that in mind, that reflecting the beauty of others onto you, would you like to just dive a little bit deeper on that one?
Yeah, so those three key points of Standing Beautiful are so important. Recognizing that we're all unique, choosing to redefine normal, not believing the lie that normal is a thing. Normal doesn't exist. We all have separate realities, a different normal. So why in the world would we try and fit ourselves, squash our beautiful selves into this societal mold of what normal is?
Yeah.
And then the last one, which is so important, reflecting the beauty of others, recognizing that we were not only made differently, but we were made to celebrate our uniqueness, that uniqueness and different shouldn't just be acknowledged or okay, but that it is something to celebrate. I love the children's book. I mean, I love both books, but the children's book is so special because I so believe in fostering a generation of children that believe that their differences are not just okay, but we should party all day and all night celebrating those differences, because this new next generation is the generation that's going to have to change this world. And so when we recognize ourselves as beautiful and we see others as beautiful, then bullying will not exist. And the hatred and discrimination and all the ways that our world is broken, I would love to believe that if we all stand beautiful, maybe the world will be a little more beautiful too.
I love it. I love it. So the question is, will you stand beautiful with us? Mm-hmm. So that is the agreement that you're making as you stand beautiful. Will you stand beautiful? Doesn't matter what scars, your weight, your ethnicity, your social economic background. Find the beauty in everything that you're going through. Mm-hmm. And as an empowered individual, work towards what it is you want. Chloe, you didn't want to be a victim, did you? You didn't want to be a victim a day longer than you have to be. So here you are at the age of 18. What is next? Oh my God. I said this to you after, during the break of one of the breaks is like, you know, most people go through life still dragging from their childhood traumas or whatever it is, dragging it their whole entire life. And they don't want to look at it because it's going to be too painful, but then they drag this 50, 60 pound sack of potato with them, you know. So what's next with you? You've been able to shed this. Now, as you get older, there may be things that might be worse than what you experienced.
Totally.
So how have you equipped yourself to say, you know what, this is going to translate everywhere, and this is how I plan on picking myself up?
Yeah, so what's next for me? I am attending college in the fall, which I'm so excited about, but I'm even more excited to say that I will keep choosing to stand beautiful every day. And it is a choice every day that you have to make. I remember just looking back, there are times when I still revert to victim. I identified as a victim for so long that it's so easy for me to be victimized by my situations or my circumstances. And so I recently got the word beautiful tattooed over my foot as the permanent reminder that my foot is beautiful. And so every morning when I wake up and put on my socks and shoes and head out the door, I'm reminded of the beauty that exists there. I'm reminded of the power that exists within me and the choice to stand beautiful, to see that foot as beautiful, as special, and something with purpose. And so I feel like that's a mission that we can all work towards, to making that choice every day, every minute if we have to believe that there is purpose behind our lives, that we are not mistakes, that our differences should be celebrated. Because when we let our label be beautiful, the ugly labels that society tries to throw at us, they can't hurt us.
Beautiful, beautiful. So this is there's going to be days that we're not going to feel like we want to stand beautiful, but make the commitment to stand beautiful. You can go to standbeautiful.me and join this movement. Chloe Howard, what a wonderful gift to be to know you now. So thank you so much for sharing your wisdom on the show.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
And for those of you, it's time to stand beautiful too. Call 407-373-5959 as a start, or you can go to whenyouneedafriend.com and check out the book there. So please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before